Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 33, the last canto. Wake up, lazy bones. Get up, you lump of wisdom gone small. Time for you to make your grand entrance. Zap them with your eloquence, insight, and decisive reversal of all the rules. Time you proved you didn't need water to work on it. We're looking up to you. The Redeemer cometh. Prove you are a mighty mouse. She was a cross between Gráinne whale and a boa constrictor. She was loud with mouth, uninterruptible. She carried a bag of many bags, each loaded with memories of slights, bitter glances, overlookings. She spoke for half the universe, as if she were the whole universe. Here was a genuine god, not some frumpy goddess or queen. Here was a woman who knew she knew it all without peradventure. I am the alpha and omega of your fantasies. We don't really need you. If we wanted to, we could birth children unaided by your masculinity. We are divinity. You're an infinity of consanguinity. We'll take over the world when your verses are all reversed. Look at you, Votan, all those stains, egg on your tie, bat on the shirt we picked for you. God, you're a mess. And your hero, he's a lost projection. You should have listened to you, or better still, stayed stillborn. The Almighty was jelly now, wobbling and melting, fit for consoling himself, but no one else. The Almighty knew the final solution was on the cards. The only way to avoid the failure of the quest was to kill the flower he'd grown from seed. Accidentally stop the fruitless effort to clone the human race of the Irish debris from the one true gene of a quadruple helix. It certainly looked as if the Irish were a lost cause, led by Archbishop Martin, the trickster from the Roman bath. The Almighty plunged a hand inside the garment on which the Milky Way was fashioned. He drew out the dice, the pair that clashed and caused the Big Bang. He was ready for a second throw. Fuck it, boss, he's disappeared. 1 minute he was asleep in the gutter, pissed as arseholes, snoring farts. I had him, boss. I was standing over him, the bollocks, ready for the chop, and some fucking tart picked that moment to spew up her guts over him. First she covers his mug with puke, then she throws off her clothes and falls on him starkers. Fucking stitchless, boss. What? What you say, boss? The reception's shite here. The pair of them in the gutter. The bloody fucking storm wall broke, boss. The fucking tide took them away. Just fucking washed them off the face of the earth, boss. I was lucky I wasn't drowned. You know I can't swim, boss. What's that, boss? You wish I'd been washed, boss? Ah, boss. He's gone. No one could get out of that flood, boss. I'd say he'll be washed up off fucking Rathlin, boss. Jeez, I had him, boss. If it wasn't for that cunt, I'd have the corpse for you, boss. Look, as soon as I can find some dry trousers and another pair of shoes, I'll carry on, boss. Ah, no, boss, don't say that, boss. Haven't I been good to you, boss? Oh, dear, my dears. It looks as if we're about to lose another character. I used to enjoy all that fucking. I'll miss him. He was my crudité. I was writing a note for him. The man from Snowy River. There was movement of the lawyers, for the word had got around that the dog from the Four Courts had won the day and had eaten the wild-grown garlic He had mastered all the sound, so all the Whigs had gathered to the fray. All the tried and trusted judges from the circuits near and far had feasted by the courthouse late at night, for the constitution strong where the wild-grown garlics are and the mastiff growls the gravy train delight. And down by Newcastle West, where the monastery stands, their torn and rugged vestments still on high, where gossip is clear as prism and the blonde stars hang on praise, there is light on that street where the lawyers fly, and where along the waters flow the ghostly weep and sway, to their beliefs and the molting stains are wide. The man from Snowy River is a household fool today, and the bankers tell the story of his slide. You can fill in the gaps yourself. That's the rhythm we want. A bit of pace and the march of the foot soldiering consonants, with our vowels prepared to go into the valley of death for the cause of jiggery pokery. That's what your filly were brought up on. We are at the end now. The grains have all fallen. There is no happy finality, no easy resolution. It might have been, perhaps, if we hadn't started from there, if we'd eaten different food, the thoughts would have grown apart in a different style. There never were any Endlinian. They stayed stuck in their valleys, noble lords, warriors unused. Blades blunt, never given a punt. It was the elephant that opened the floodgate and found a willing pen, prepared to take the plane back to a country it had emigrated from. A trunk of power, a tail for distractions, killing them, keeping to the line of blank verse, preserving the pace, distributing the echoes, balancing the airs and graces. To all who've come across to the other side of the stream, I beg you, remember, there's reality in every dream. The end.